It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Cool. I'll start things off. Let's stick with Andy Reid. We were just talking about him.
Yeah.
The challenge for him, of course, to get recognized in the Coach of the Year market is that everybody expects him to be great and his teams to be great. There's been a big shift in this market, though, from being 30, 40, 50 to one at one point to win it. He now has the fourth best odds, and you might be like, well, yeah, duh. But
I'm
that's not
he's behind Dan Campbell, maybe?
That's not how the market, both. That's not how the market typically works, because that's why Belichick didn't win Coach of the Year all those years. So, yes, real quick, Dan Quinn is the favorite, 2-1. Sean Payton, 7.5-1. Dan Campbell, 7.5-1. Then Andy Reid, 7.5-1. So he actually has the second best. He actually has the second best
Sean
odds.
Payton doing
that's
on
crazy.
Mike Tomlin, 8.5-1. Kevin O'Connell has slipped back to 9-1. I don't bring it up to talk about them so much as it is, you know what, for the first time, because there's some thought of maybe they could actually pull this thing off, Andy Reid at 7.5-1 is live. I still don't, if you bet it when he was 20 or 30 to one, obviously I like it a lot better. The challenge for him still, even though he has tied for the second best odds, I still think it requires him to win like 15 games at least, if not 16, to win it, even though we all know he's doing a hell of a job. He's had all these injuries. Like if Dan Quinn and the Commanders, rookie quarterback, first time as a head coach with that team, and they win the NFC East and they're a 12-win team, Dan Quinn's winning the award.
Definitely.
Unless Andy gets 16 or obviously a perfect season.
At least, I don't even know if he needs a perfect season. 16-1, maybe.
Yeah, 16.
Gets it done because these other people lose. The Sean Payton one makes no sense to me. They were 8-9 last year. They're pretty much on pace to be 9-8.
He's going to fall off because the Broncos are going to fall off too.
So that part I don't understand. But yeah, I
get why Dan Quinn's the favorite, though.
He probably still won't win the award, which is the most annoying thing on the planet. Andy Reid has had to lose his number one, number two wide receiver, his number one running back. He had to, I don't understand. Mm-hmm. He has to deal with the pressure of the, like the narrative doesn't apply to him for whatever reason, even though that's really stupid. It probably should, but it doesn't. Speaking of head coaches and AFC West, in this case, former AFC West head coaches, Geo, as in Boomer in Geo, over WFAN, our sister station in New York, had quite the suggestion this week that I want to get your guys' opinion on. He was talking about how the Jets next season, already next season talk in New York, they're going to have Aaron Rodgers again, right? They need a ready to hit the ground running type of head coach who can take this group of vets all the way to the playoffs immediately, right? No messing around. No coordinator coaches. Can't be having that. We need an established guy. He first pointed out that Bill Belichick's essentially just been crapping on their owner every single opportunity he's been given. Yeah. So Bill Belichick's out. Who was the next former established head coach he thought might fit? John Gruden.
Okay.
His suggestion is that the New York Jets hire John Gruden, who recently started a TikTok account in which he's teaching people about football, to be the next head coach of the Jets.
Old school coach. He was at training. He was at training camp.
Hilarious hire.
If the Jets went that route after the mess that this season has already been, I believe it, like that it could happen because it's the Jets. You know, like
it's actually not unbelievable for them as an organization.
Win, buy, win, win, win. 17-0.
Sean Gruden.
I mean, I have no doubt.
He
wants to let people know how much he loves football.
Once,
like.
Didn't I?
What's that?
I played you guys one of those videos that he does, where he's
you did
got me feeling nicey or whatever he says, and he
look
has a
retread hires happen all the time. He obviously had some baggage with him. Who knows?
Said some anti-gay slurs.
Some emails and stuff. But who knows, man?
The Jets might be better hiring Belichick, nonetheless, even though he talked smack against the owner, than hiring John Gruden. You know what, Bill? We know you talk smack, but we want to bring you in, please.
Like, I can't even think of who else fits that mold, though, in fairness. Established head coach who's available. Mike McCarthy, if he got fired?
Yep.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure Aaron Rodgers really wants that.
Mike McCarthy, Pete Carroll route again.
If they brought Mike McCarthy in, you might as well try to find at least four other Packers players who are just on the market in any way, shape, or form and just change
as
the name.
As far as I don't think he'll go to the Jets, but Cliff Kingsbury is going to end up with another head coaching gig after what he's doing this year with the Commanders.
Probably. And if not, he'll end up being like a lifetime NFL coordinator.
Will he go to the Bears if they fired Eberflus?
I think it'd be a mistake for the Bears, but he could be. Again, I'm just all in on the Ben Johnson to Chicago thing, but yeah, that's the possibility.
Kingsbury has history with Caleb Williams, I think, as well from college. Mm-hmm.
For sure. USC.
But he's familiar with this play. I would think he'd want that job, sure.
So mine has to do with rookie quarterback. You mentioned Dan Quinn, and the Commanders are doing great. Jane Daniels obviously is turning up and going crazy.
Yeah, so someone says it was just still at this conversation too with coaches. That's why it fit real quick. And then I know you have yours, but so why are you guys so concerned on the text line about Coach of the Year? Who cares? Andy doesn't need it. We all know he's the best. Give it to the guy that needs the moral bump. I hear you, but then I guess we shouldn't talk about MVP either. Mahomes doesn't need the MVP award.
No,
you know what I mean. So I hear
I
you.
He's deserving.
We hear you. He's a Hall of Fame coach already. He's going to go down as maybe the greatest coach of all time. I get what you're saying, but if it's just, why are we talking about Coach of the Year? I mean, we could apply that to so many other things.
Patrick
Mahomes doesn't need it. Chris Jones doesn't need Defensive Player of the Year. We already know he's a future Hall of Famer. Travis Kelce doesn't need any extra accolades, but it'd be nice.
Text line had it right, by the way. Coach, who's the veteran who's available? Mike Vrabel.
Oh, there you go. Who are you taking that if you're Mike?
That is a really
good. Taking that if you're Vrabel, name. Though? But that's good. He'll be back in the coaching cycle. That's a good poll.
Good answer.
One team that needed a quarterback and got one is Washington. For some reason, it just seems like with them making the trade for Marcus Lattimore, they're going to pay him, presumably going to have him for a little bit. He's a guy that fits Dan Quinn a little bit, a defensive guy. Let me bring in a defensive corner who can be my one right away. They might be the threat in the NFC long term if we're looking at the next 2, 3, 4 years, where the Commanders, maybe not this year, but looking ahead, they're a team to keep an eye on just as much as maybe the Lions are, or as much to be in that conversation with the Lions, 49ers for the best team in the NFC, because Jaden Daniels has, I think, proven that he's been that good. And then you bring in Lattimore, and Dan Quinn's got his thing going.
Yeah, I mean, look, they have the quarterback figured out, so that, of course, always is going to put you in the mix every single year.
It's a little bit iffy.
The only thing I'm iffy on is I want to see how the rest of the year plays out. Dan Quinn, are we 100% sold that he's on that level of those guys? And then let's just see also what happens in the NFC East from here on out. Right now, it looks like the Commanders are in a good spot. So I hear you. Yeah, I mean, when you have the quarterback, you're always going to be in the mix. Do I think they suddenly are going to be like a top two NFC team for the next 5 years? I pump the brakes on that, but they have the quarterback, so they're going to be in the mix.
Here's the argument. I actually think it's more likely they're that than a contender this year. The contender this year stuff is, I tend to go historical on that. There's never been a single rookie quarterback to make a Super Bowl, so I don't think it's going to be Jaden Daniels this time. As good as the team is, I'll be honest.
Andrew, you're talking long-term, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So, I actually think Drew might be onto something, because if you look at the NFC versus the AFC, there are no NFC teams where I am just like, for the next 3 years, I know they're the goods. Still got some long-term questions on Brock Purdy. Is he the real deal? Jared Goff? Okay, yeah.
Jordan Love's health at this point?
He's maintained it for a while, but can that continue forever? Jordan Love, I still want to see a little bit more. I don't know. I kind of counted the Eagles out this year. And I told you, I didn't know if the Eagles were going to win 13 games or 5. It appears it's 13 games. But Dak's fried. The Cardinals are better. The Rams are probably on their swan song.
They don't have the quarterback.
Where will the Vikings be with McCarthy? I don't have any less confidence in Washington than any of the rest of the teams that 3 years down the road they'll be good. That's the advantage I would give them.
Yeah, no, I mean, you have the quarterback that's puts you in an unbelievable spot. I'm just saying they're 7-2. We know they're going to be in the playoffs this year. I'm just saying a little more sustainability than just 9 weeks of football to say that now suddenly they're just like one of the teams to beat for the next decade or a half decade. That's all. But it looks like they're going to be a problem.
I mean, anytime you get the quarterback, you're one of those teams to beat. Although, I don't know.
I mean,
how many Eagles took Justin Herbert, and they never went anywhere.
No, I mean, Jalen Hurts went to the Super Bowl not too long ago, then they had a massive step back last year. So that's the thing, that the Commanders might have the quarterback, they could have a good year. Am I convinced they're consistently going to be a 12-win team now? The Lions have been that all of a sudden now. It'll be 2 years in a row that they do that. We know in the AFC, the Chiefs and the Bills basically have kind of been that. Baltimore, Niners. So that's where I want to see, can they be sustained? And when it comes to consistent division titles or things like that, and that's not where I'm at yet, I guess. But yeah, Marshawn Lattimore definitely, Drew, is a nice addition for them as well. It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.